Now, back at home, and there's a royal presence in the Willie Mullins yard in County Carlow these days, or at least the horse of a king and queen. It's the first time a reigning monarch in Britain has had a horse in training in Ireland, and King Charles and Queen Camilla have chosen Willie Mullins to guide their horse Reaching High to succeed on the flat and over hurdles in the coming months. Reaching High will run in Leopardstown on Friday. Will the royal owners be jetting in? Let's find out. Patrick Mullins, champion jockey, assistant trainer, son of Willie, and of course this year's Aintree Grand National winning jockey is on the line. Patrick, good morning.
Mary, good morning. How are you?
You have a lot of blue bloods in the Mullins yard, haven't you? How did this royal link-up come about?
Well, look, my mother and father, Willie and Jackie, were involved in the royal procession at Royal Ascot. And obviously they got to meet the King and Queen through that. And I think they hit it off quite well. And a few months later, then we got contact to ask whether we'd be interested in taking Reaching High, and of course we said yes, we'd be delighted.
Sure, what else would you say? I suspect this is very Camilla, is it? She seems to be the one that has the passion for bloodstock. She's carrying forward Queen Elizabeth's passion.
Very much so. I mean, Camilla's a huge fan of racing, and you know, I think she's been over to visit several studs and yards in Ireland before. But you know, King Charles did ride at the Cheltenham Festival when he was a prince.
Did he? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think himself and Ted Walsh might have ended up at the back of a fence together. So that's what I was told anyway.
Gosh, I wonder, is there any television footage of that? It'd be one to watch, wouldn't it? Look, let's talk about the horse. What are its prospects? Tell us a little bit about Reaching High.
Well, look, he's by Seat of Stars, who's obviously the great Irish champion of our lifetime. He stands in Kildare. But he's out of Estimate, his mother's Estimate, who won the Ascot Gold Cup for the Queen, I think maybe 2012 or 2011. But in doing so, she beat a horse of ours, Simenon, by just a nose, by an inch maybe. And of course, that would have been our biggest flat win. We haven't had a bigger flat win before or since. So for one of Estimate's offspring to then come over to Clossutton, it's a nice kind of roundabout. Yes.
It is, isn't it? You're running in Leopardstown on Friday. Lineage doesn't always guarantee success, of course. But you've had the horse now for a few months, haven't you?
Yes, he was with Sir Michael Stout last year, and Sir Michael Stout would be one of the great trainers of our time, but he retired at the end of the year, so Reaching High came to us just early in the spring, and this is his first run now. It's going to be a bit of a learning experience for him, but the plan, I think, is to see can we get to Royal Ascot, and this run will tell us a lot about him. Jodie Townend is going to take the reins, so no better woman. She won the champion bumper in Cheltenham first this year, and we're expecting a good run, but you know, I think it's very much a learning expedition as much as anything.
We have to talk about your own incredible success this year, the Aintree Grand National, among many other successes, of course. But you said yourself, to win it, unbelievable. For your father, as he said himself, to give his son a ride in the National, fantastic. How do you reflect on it now?
Sure, look, I mean, the cliche is, you know, you dream of, as a kid, but you dream of winning the National as a grown-up as well. I mean, you know, I know all the history since I read all the books and all the horses who won it back in the late 1800s, and all the legends like Devon Locke and Foyne Avon and Arkell and Ernest Arkell, Red Rum. And to put my name there, you know, I grew up watching Ruby Walsh win on Hedgehunter, and put my name there, and to do it with my father and my mother there, it doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, certainly doesn't. And I'm fascinated. You shared a house with Rachel Blackmore for some 10 years. Two national winners in the same house. What was it like over 10 years? Both of you vying with each other for success, race after race, year after year?
Yes, well, look, I mean, when we started, Rachel and Brian, her partner, and myself, when we started living there, you know, Rachel was a relatively unsuccessful amateur, and, you know, myself and Brian would have been going racing, and Rachel would have been at home with not many rides and very frustrated. So we've had a front row journey, a front row seat to her journey, and it's been extraordinary to watch. You know, to get to where she got to from where she came from is incredible. And she has incredible drive, grit, determination, passion, desire. And, you know, people talk about horses ran for her, but she had to work very hard to become as good as she did. It wasn't a natural talent. She had to really put her head down and work hard. And look, she did it all. And as far as I'm concerned, no one did it better.
And you're doing it yourself. Well, listen, good luck with reaching high on Friday. Is it worth a flutter?
I think Royal Ascot, I think, might be when we have them a bit longer. Royal Ascot might be where to keep an eye for them.
All right, we'll keep an eye out. Patrick Mullins, thanks for joining us this morning. It's 10 minutes to 8.